Give Ollie a call. 133-882. Let's talk.
At 21-4, I do want to pick up on that. Are we in the midst of a new COVID wave? That data out of Queensland indicating they're moving from what is green to amber level, encouraging Queenslanders again to put masks on indoors. Robert Boy is an infectious diseases and vaccine expert at the University of Sydney. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Ollie, good to be with you.
Is this new COVID wave something of concern?
Well, it is a real wave and it is of concern, but I think we could, in most cases, body surf it back to safety. By that I mean that it's not going to be a tsunami, it won't be huge, because it's just the grandchild of Omicron.
Right.
We've had Omicron for a year and we've got lots of immunity to it already from vaccination and from infection. And most people are not at high risk, but the vulnerable are the ones who should be wearing masks in crowded circumstances like public transport and football at the Wacker.
Sure. Well, that all seems to make plenty of sense, Professor Boy. Queensland making the move to say that most Queenslanders should be wearing masks indoors. Do you think Australians would start to take on that advice, or are we just going, oh, not again?
Yeah, Australians are feeling a bit over it. They're a bit complacent. But if you're a vulnerable person, and let me spell that out, if you're someone over 60, where your immune system is getting a bit weaker, if you're someone with a multiple medical problems, your heart, your lungs, your kidney, your liver, immunosuppression, neurological problems like stroke, those people can get COVID quite severely.
Mm.
And they're the ones who should make sure they've had their fourth dose of vaccine. And they're the ones, if they do get sick, they should consult their GP quickly to see if there's an antiviral that could help them.
Well, if you have had that fourth COVID-19 vaccination,
yep,
how long are you protected for, Professor, before people start talking about a fifth vaccination?
Well, you're probably protected for 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
So it's a moderate amount, not a great deal. And I don't think the fifth dose will come in to play until February, March, April next year when we start getting flu jabs as well. I can see COVID becoming a yearly booster,
right,
like flu, and you'll have it in March, April, May.
Right. Just consult your GP is probably still the best advice.
Exactly. That's really important. Your GP can deal with the detail.
Professor Boy, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Ollie. Good on you.